Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants. Recognize these sounds? Why, of course, it's your mom trying to feed you vegetables when you were 3.
Open wide, here comes the train, choo-choo!
Just kidding. Those are the sounds of an actual train. And whether it's a freight train or a people train, trains have been around for more than 200 years. Have you ever ridden on a train? Maybe it was to visit another town or city or state. Or maybe you rode a subway underground. Whether it's a long ride or a quick trip, riding the rails sure is something special. Did you know that there are more than 1.3 million kilometers of train tracks covering the planet? That's more than enough track to travel to the moon and back, and then back to the moon again.
That's one small choo-choo for man and one giant chugga-chugga for mankind.
Any guess which country has the most train tracks? Why, it's the United States, one of the first countries to get into the train craze.
All aboard!
But how do trains work? How fast can they go? And where can you ride a train that flies? All aboard for another whiff of history and science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Hey, Smarty Pants. Have you ever seen or played with model or toy trains? Some train sets even have little towns and trees and people and railroad crossings. Ooh. Clearly, trains and railroads have fascinated people for a long, long time. Way before the first locomotive. Rails themselves go back to ancient times. Early people discovered it's easier to move heavy carts if they're on tracks, instead of pushing them down muddy or uneven roads. Some of these ancient trackways, mostly made of wood, can still be found in places like England, Greece, Italy, and China. By the 1700s, tracks covered much of the world, especially Europe, where iron rails and wheels replaced wooden ones. But cars on those rails were usually pulled by horses. Smarty Pants, do you know what inventors used to create the first self-moving train? Was it A, electricity? B, water? Or C, hot sauce? If you guessed B, you're correct. The first locomotive that used water, in the form of steam, to power its engine appeared in Great Britain in 1804. And look! Here comes a steam locomotive right now!
Why, hello there.
Whoa, a talking train. Wait, are you Tom?
No, don't say that name. I'm not him. I'm a completely legally acceptable knockoff. My name's Steve Engine Steve. Hop aboard and I'll tell you whatever you want to know about trains.
Ooh, what do you think, Smarty Pants? Should we climb aboard this talking steam engine and learn about trains? Yeah, I know this couldn't actually happen, but just go with it. Okay, Steve, we're in. So, Steve, when did people first start riding trains?
Back when the steam engine was first invented, trains were primarily used for hauling coal, a substance found deep underground that was used to make power and heat. When engineers added passenger cars, people were nervous about riding them. They thought the train vibrations would shake them unconscious, or they'd be unable to breathe while traveling at such high speeds.
Wow! How fast did those trains go? As fast as a horse? An ostrich? A cheetah? Smarty Pants, what's your guess?
Not quite. The first train zipped down the tracks at a whopping 10 miles per hour.
Did you say 10? 10 miles per hour?
Actually, it was a little less than that.
Lots of people can run faster than 10 miles per hour. Why were passengers so worried?
Ah, you know, new things sometimes make people nervous. But they got over it, and as steam locomotives became more popular, by the 1850s, they were moving much faster, too. 50 miles per hour or more, around the speed people drive on a highway.
That's better. So how does a steam locomotive work?
It's quite brilliant, actually. You get a good fire burning in the firebox, which is right off the cab, basically the command center of the locomotive. That fire heats water in a nearby boiler to create steam. The steam travels into cylinders on the train and moves rods called pistons, which turn the wheels. The wheels travel on rails, currently made of steel, a metal that can be easily shaped to handle curves. The rails were bolted to wooden or concrete supports called ties or sleepers and are set parallel to each other, a little less than 5 feet apart, creating the classic train track look. The tracks rest on loose gravel or stones, which keep them in place and help the train move swiftly to its destination.
And what's our destination today?
Depends. How much coal did you bring?
I didn't bring any coal.
Wood?
No wood.
Oil?
I have a banana.
Got any water?
Yes, I have my Who Smarted water bottle, which, incidentally, is totally available at the Who Smarted merch store at whosmarted.com.
Yeah, despite the shameless plug, that's not gonna be enough. Steam engines need a good supply of water, and to heat that water, you need to burn a lot of coal, wood, or oil. We're not exactly the most environmentally friendly trains. Sorry, trusty narrator. I'm gonna have to let you off at this station.
How do I get back?
There's a train across the platform. Bye now.
Oh, okay. Bye. Come on, Smarty Pants. I see another train.
Hey, you need a ride?
Yes, I definitely do.
Hop on. The name's Dottie. Diesel Dottie.
Oh, hi, Dottie. Tell me, what makes a diesel engine different than a steam engine?
First of all, I don't need no stinking wood or coal or oil to get me going. I run off of diesel fuel, which is like gasoline, but thicker. My engine burns that fuel to power a generator that creates electricity. That electricity gets my motor going, which turns my wheels, usually with more power than a steam locomotive. Us diesels are also cheaper to maintain and create less pollution than steam engines.
Go, Dottie.
Yeah, just think how much yucky stuff those steam trains spewed into the air we breathe. In the 1800s, they were going practically everywhere. In the United States, trains help connect cities and create more communities out west. especially after the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad in the 1870s. Suddenly, a trip from the Atlantic to the Pacific coast went from taking months to taking less than a week.
Whoa.
The USA was once a world leader in rail transportation, but it's not anymore. Most people use planes and cars to travel long distances today.
Smarty Pants, which country now has the largest number of train passengers? Is it A, China, B, Germany, or C, India? If you said A, China, you're right.
Oh, and they got some high-tech trains over there, too. Real beauts. But diesel trains like me, we've been chugging around since the early 1900s. And we don't just carry passengers. A lot of us are freight trains that carry coal, foods, supplies, and other things to many communities. Something steam trains used to do. That is, until us diesels and another type of train made steam engines practically obsolete.
Oh, yeah? What other kind of train is that?
You'll find out here. Thanks for riding with me.
Oh, thanks, Dottie. I don't know about that train over there. I don't know about that train over there. It's got flames shooting out of it. And bats flying all around? Hello? Yeah, that train seems too crazy for me. I'm gonna try another one.
You're looking to go uptown, downtown, midtown, crosstown?
Downtown's good.
Okay, follow me. I'll take you where you want to go.
Down these stairs?
Yep, there's a whole world underground. Here we are. Hey, let the passengers off first.
Oops, sorry.
Now get in. Stand clear of the closing doors, please. Welcome. The name's Sammy Subway.
Hey, Sammy. You're my third talking train today.
What do you want, a cookie?
According to Diesel Dottie, you and her rule the rails these days.
That's right. A subway's an electric train. And people in cities ride them all the time. We use electric motors like diesel trains, but unlike them, we don't get our power from fuel or from burning stuff. Instead, remote power stations give us juice, aka electricity, through overhead cables or an extra rail known as the third rail. Don't get too close to it, though, or else, pow! It'll zap you bada bing bada boom, bing bong. Compared to diesel and steam trains, electric ones are faster, quieter, and more reliable, and cleaner.
Why is the floor all sticky?
I can't help it if people spill stuff.
What'd they say?
Oh, then nobody fixes my PA system. This is just, trains of the future.
You mean there's something beyond electric?
Oh, yeah. Us electric trains may be your subways, commuter rails, and high-speed bullet trains like the ones in Japan that can go 185 miles per hour. But if you want a train that really flies, see my friend across the platform. See ya.
A train that flies?
Hello, welcome. Would you like a ride?
Ooh, a robot voice and a sleek-looking train. Smarty Pants, let's ride the rails of the future together right after this quick break. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered. And all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted. I'm with my new friend. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm Maggie, a maglev high-speed train. I don't have any wheels.
No wheels? Then how do you move? Is it with A, rockets, B, propellers, or C, magnets? Oh, the answer is C, magnets.
Correct. Maglev is short for magnetic levitation. Using magnet forces, I actually float above the tracks, eliminating friction that slows trains down.
In other words, maglev trains can truly fly at speeds that were once unthinkable.
Where would you like to go?
I don't know, Paris, London, Moscow, Brazil, South Africa?
How about Shanghai, China?
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Shanghai it is. Thanks for riding the Shanghai high-speed maglev train, serving Shanghai.
Ah, yes, there are only 6 maglev train systems in the world, all in Asia, and only the Shanghai one is high speed.
I can go 286 miles or 460 kilometers per hour. China is building track for a new train that can go 373 miles or 600 kilometers per hour.
Wow, that's over twice as fast as a bullet train.
Ooh.
At that speed, you'd be able to cross the United States in less than 8 hours.
Whoa.
Sadly, there are no maglev trains in the USA yet. The problem with these trains is that they require entirely new track, so everything would need to be built from scratch.
Yes, but maglevs make little noise and don't require much maintenance. We also create little or no air pollution. We're helping the planet.
I'll say, which is why China is expanding its network, with plans for more high-speed maglev trains in other countries like Japan and Germany. Maybe someday, you'll be able to take one of those home.
Welcome to Shanghai.
Oh, well, I guess I could use a vacation. A big shout-out to Everly in Grand Ledge, Michigan. We hear you and your family love listening to Who Smarted on the way to school in the mornings. Well, we love hearing that. And thanks so much for recommending Who Smarted to so many of your friends. This episode, Trains, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Chris Okawa, Jenna Chuchu Hobin, Max Kamaski, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Caboose Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.